play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIO is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg High School Pep Band with our national anthem. Now let's go down to Bill Allison, the public address announcer, for the announcement of our starting lineups.
Starting lineups. First, for the Pioneers of Rock Island Alaman, a 5'7 junior, number 10, Isabella Anderson. A 5'6 senior, number 20, Billy Franks. A 5'6 senior, number 24, Anna Wetherill. A 5'10 junior, number 40, Daria Gozo. And a 5'11 senior, number 44, Aaron Morrissey. The Pioneers coached by Mr. Jay Hatch, assisted by Mark Brooks, Chuck Sledbetter, and Mike Ebner. Now the starting lineup for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 5'5 sophomore, number 3, Kaylin Boydston. A 5'8 junior, number 20, Casey Williams. A 5'4 senior, number 34, Haley Kelso. A 5'9 junior, number 40, Sabrina Clay. And a 6'1 sophomore, number 54, Shaylee Florine. 'Silver Streaks' coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Andy Allison, Mike Rux, and Jay Barshinger.
Our officials for tonight's game, Jim Stokes is the referee. He's from Davenport. Todd Gilmore is from Rock Island. And Joe Lopez is from East Moline. Rollman Catholic is dressed in their green uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. They have Rollman Catholic across the chest. The Silver Streaks are dressed in their home white uniforms with the black Silver Streaks across the chest and the silver and black numerals. At center court, Aaron Morrissey will jump for Rollman against Shaylee Florina, the Streaks. Rollman moving from left to right, Galesburg from right to left. And so we're ready to go. We have the band here and an exciting atmosphere as the Western Big Six Conference season begins right now. The opening tip controlled by Alleman. It goes back to Guzzo, and she'll get it back to Isabella Anderson. And Anderson brings it on the attack left to right. To Wetherall now. They go right inside to Morrissey, and she puts it up and through.
I'm telling you, Jim, that's the matchup of the night. Morrissey against the Streaks' interior players, and if she can do that, we're going to be in trouble.
Here's Kelso now with the three-pointer, but the rebound, Clay right back up and through. Sabrina Clay with the offensive rebound in the hoop. It's 2-2. Back down court, right up, missing it is Guzzo. The rebound underneath goes on the floor, and I think we're going to get a jump ball here as Florine was down on the floor with Alleman's Billy Franks.
Yeah, good job pushing the ball up the floor by Alleman, but unfortunately for them, Guzzo's not able to convert.
Full court pressure now by the Pioneers. It comes in Casey Williams to Florine. They beat the press easily down to Clay. Now to Kelso. She's going to fire the three again. Good! Haley Kelso with the three-pointer from her favorite spot on the right side. 5-2 Galesburg. Back on the attack now comes Alleman Catholic. On the left side, this is Billy Franks with the ball. Back up top now to Weatherall. Weatherall, the alley pass inside to Morrissey. She puts a turnaround jumper in the lane. Good, and she's fouled.
Well, and Sabrina Clay can't commit that foul right there. She got the wrist of Morrissey, and that's going to be her first foul. She's disputing it. But to be honest with you, if Sabrina Clay jumps straight up and down, I don't know that Morrissey puts that in over her.
5-4 now. Morrissey can tie it up for Alleman Catholic if she hits this free throw. She has all of their points in the game. It's 5-5. 7:06 to go first quarter. Full court pressure by Alleman. It's knocked out of bounds in front of the Silver Streak bench by Billy Franks, and so now they'll drop off, and Galesburg will bring it back on the attack right to left, which is east to west. Into the front court to Haley Kelso, now to Florine. Florine lost it on the baseline, saved it back, but it's picked up by Alleman's Weatherall. She's going to be fouled by Clay in front of the scorers table.
That's Sabrina's second, and you know, as her early season struggles continue with the foul trouble, when she's on the floor, Jim, she's a very productive player. Unfortunately, she spent a lot more time on that bench in foul trouble, as Sammy Thompson will come in for her.
Morrissey will trigger it in for Alleman, gets it into Anderson. Isabella Anderson works against Boydston, moving left to right for Alleman Catholic. Now to Aaron Morrissey, who's outside. Morrissey gets the ball down to Guzzo on the right side, now to Morrissey. Morrissey takes the dribble, drives the foul line, goes to the left to Anderson, who'll take the three. Bingo. Isabella Anderson with the three-pointer, and it's 8-5 Alleman. Now Galesburg's going to throw it away against the press, and they turn it over.
Well, the Streaks have got to do a better job. This isn't a real athletic press like they saw against Springfield. They're just getting too gun-shy with the basketball right now, and Coach Massey might have to go to a player like Raina Goley pretty early here just to let her try to dribble through it.
Into Morrissey now on the baseline. She'll put it up no good. Air ball, but the rebound controlled by Billy Franks. Franks brings it out left side for the Pioneers. Now back up top to Isabella Anderson. High post now. The turnaround jumper by Guzzo, no good. Off the glass. The rebound, though, Anderson in the lane. She'll put it right back up. It goes over the glass, but she's going to be fouled.
Well, unfortunately for the Streaks right there, they did a good job with the defense. They just didn't get the rebounds, and that's what you have to make sure you do. You watched as Billy Franks and Isabella Anderson, two of the smaller Pioneers, get big rebounds right there.
Sammy Thompson picks up the personal, her first, the third team foul. Isabella Anderson at the free throw line. She has a three-point bucket and now a free throw as she makes the first, makes it 9-5 Alleman Catholic. One more free throw for Anderson. Here it is. She missed it. The rebound, though, is going to come back to her. She'll put it up again. Good. Been a problem all year for the Streaks, that blocking out on the free throws. Now they'll come back. They trail 11-5. Into the front court to Kelso now. Kelso back out to Casey Williams. She drives the paint. Back up top now to Boydston. She'll take the three-pointer short. The rebound in the lane is going to be picked up. Now lost. Florine has it. Florine for the Streaks. Right back up and through.
Great job by Florine right there to stay with it. She actually got fouled on the first shot attempt, no call, and nice job staying with it.
Isabella Anderson hands it off in the front court now, picked up by Weatherall. It's tipped away and picked up by Boydston of Galesburg. Ahead now on the near side to Kelso. She hits the trailer Williams. Casey will take the three. Yes!
Big three in transition after she got the steal down at the other end, Jim.
Back on the attack now comes Alleman. This is Isabella Anderson now with the slow dribble against Boydston. Boydston steals it. Boydston all the way back. She'll put up the left-handed layup. Good! And she's fouled. Oh, the Streaks come right back on Alleman and take the lead 12-11. And Boydston will go to the line and shoot the three-point free throw.
Yeah, I know it's early in the season, Jim, but that was the best play Kaylin Boydston's had all season long. Just a great strip on the ball. Defender right there. She tipped it away, got the ball back, took it all the way down, and finished with contact.
Boydston misses the free throw. The rebound, Guzzo. Daria Guzzo, the outlet pass to Billy Franks, and Alleman comes back on the attack. Now almost thrown away, but Guzzo picks it up. Goes on the right side now to Weatherall. We'll get a foul here, whistled against Casey Williams, it looks like.
Well, we wondered how the calls would go in the Western Big Six, and early in this one, we're not even halfway through the first quarter. There's already been five fouls whistled.
Lexi Daniels along with Rainey Gully will come into the game for the Silver Streaks. Boydston goes out. So Galesburg has Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, Sammy Thompson, Raina Gully, and Lexi Daniels on the floor. Triggered inbounds by Billy Franks. The alley-oop pass underneath to get it. Tried to get it to Guzzo. She almost lost it but picked it up on the baseline. Got it back out to Franks. Franks left wing. Now she goes up top to Carly Anderson, who's into the game. Anderson traveled. No whistle. Take the three-pointer. No. The rebound fought for. Knocked around. Picked up by Gully. Gully, though, it hit the sideline. And Allman's going to control in their front court.
Well, goalie's got to be smarter on the sideline there. She went after a ball that was clearly going to go out of bounds.
Molly Chambers also in for the Pioneers. She'll throw it in bounds on the far side in front of the Galesburg bench. Comes into Isabella Anderson, 12-11 Galesburg, 4:37 to go first quarter. On the right side now, Allman gets it to Billy Franks. Franks works, comes up top, now to Anderson. Anderson dribbles inside the three-point line, guarded by Williams, or rather I should say guarded by Thompson. Now goes down, give and go to Anderson, who puts it up in the lane, no good. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Ahead to Gully. Here comes Galesburg on the attack, and we'll get a double dribble called against Raina Gully.
Well, see, and this is the issue that the Streaks have had this year. When they do get runouts like that, unfortunately, the guards haven't been sure-handed with the basketball and have been committing bad mistakes and ultimately turning the ball over.
Got a substitution for the Pioneers. Molly Ethington is going to come in, and Guzzo is going to go out, Daria Guzzo. Allman always uses their bench. They did that back in the last great team Galesburg had when they were upset by Allman in the regional final back in 07. Or I should say 08. Now we'll get a bump on Gully as she bumped into Anna Weatherall up front. That'll be the first on Raina. 15 foul on the Silver Streaks. Well, that was pretty close.
Six fouls now, five of them on the Silver Streaks here in the first less than 4 minutes of this game.
Triggered inbounds now. Carly Anderson has it in the left side for Allman. High post now to Ethington. Turnaround jumper by Molly Ethington, no good. Rebound Casey Williams, but we'll get a push as Williams was going for the ball and a foul against Allman.
Well, good job there by Casey. She's got in the mix in the last two missed shots to get rebounds for the Silver Streaks, and she's going to need to really be one of those players. She has the athleticism to get a lot here.
Now the ball hits the bottom of the basket.
It should be a Streaks ball. Went off the leg. Yep, off the leg of Carly Anderson. Streaks get a big break right there. A poor inbounds pass by Lexi Daniels, and then the ball came out, and a good job by Guzzo swatting at it. Went off Carly Anderson's leg out of bounds.
Raina Gully gets it on the right side to Shaylee Florine, now to Sammy Thompson. Gully has it between the circles, 3:45 to go first quarter, inside to Thompson. Thompson pops it back out. Casey will take the shot, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Anna Weatherall. Weatherall brings it out herself on the dribble. She'll hold up on the right side, looks. Now comes cross court, back out to Weatherall. Back on the right side now to Carly Anderson. Anderson goes inside, gets the ball down to Ethington. Now left side, here's the jumper, no good. Shot up by
Chambers.
Chambers, and back on the attack will come Raina Gully for the Streaks. Galesburg leads by one. 3:13 to go first quarter. Near side, Casey Williams gets a pick from Sammy Thompson. Back to Sammy. Sammy holds the ball overhead. Now will take the 15-foot jumper. No good. The rebound controlled by Caitlin DeWitt inside. She'll hold on to it and now waits for help and gets help from Anna Weatherall. Weatherall over the timeline. Now she trips. Nobody near her. On the floor now, it's going to be stolen away and picked up by Lexi Daniel. Not a Gully. Near side, Casey. Casey Williams with the three-pointer. No good. And we'll get a foul inside.
Well, good job getting that basketball for the Silver Streaks by Lexi Daniels. Unfortunately, you'd rather see a shot inside there on that transition. Instead, it's going to go the other way, and now we're going to get a
Sammy
with her second foul away from the basketball. You can't do that.
Six-team foul, so it'll be Allman Catholic's ball with 2:40 to go here, first quarter. The Streaks 12, Allman 11. We had a flurry of scoring, and now it's been quiet. Weatherall. The dribble against Gully works the right side of the three-point line. Now comes back up top, gets the ball to Carly Anderson. Anderson guarded by Casey Williams. Now she'll dribble right around Casey, goes to the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Carly Anderson of Allman.
Well, right there, a good job by Shaylee Fleury not putting herself in the position to foul, but I would rather have Shaylee stand there with both of her hands extended and make the much shorter Carly Anderson try to shoot it over the top. I mean, she's only 5'4", and Shaylee sits there at 6'1", probably nearly 7 foot with her arms extended.
Lissa Carl has come into the game. Now the ball tipped away, but Kelso picks it up between the rings in the front court for the Streaks to Gully. Gully will drive all the way to the basket. She was hit. No whistle. Ball's going to go out of bounds. They'll give it to Galesburg.
They're
going to
let Aaron Morrissey get credit for the block there, but that was a terrible no call as Gully got just absolutely mauled on,
right on her right arm. It looked
yeah.
like. We could see it perfectly because it was right down below us. Shaylee Florine will trigger it in for the Streaks now underneath the Galesburg basket. She got the pass into Alyssa Carl, but Carl couldn't control it. Went right through her hands out of bounds. It'll be Alleman ball on the Galesburg turnover.
Well, I'll tell you what. A few years ago, Jim, we saw some similar issues catching the basketball and making simple passes. We've seen way too much of that bobbled catches and letting the ball go through our hands in the early going.
Weatherall now to Hurd. Michaela Hurd into the game for Alleman. She's a 5'10 junior. They get the ball inside, this time to Aaron Morrissey. But we'll get a whistle and a foul on Kelso.
Yeah, Kelso was coming underneath. Shaylee was fronting Morrissey. They threw the ball over the top, and Kelso tried to come backside and get the steal. Unfortunately, she got too much body. And also Morrissey to the line. Morrissey in the game, 2 for 2 and a free throw.
Free throw's on the way, and she misses. She makes it. She has 6 points in the game. Aaron Morrissey, the 5'11 senior, averaging 13 points a game last year. She was special mention All-State. She'll get one more here. Ties the game up at 12 with that first free throw. She can give Alleman the lead with this one. Morrissey eyes it. It's in the air, and it is through and good. 13-12, Alleman Catholic. As Kaylin Boydston comes in, Raina Gully out. So the Streaks have Shaylee Florine, Lexi Daniels, Kaylin Boydston, Haley Kelso, and Alyssa Carl. Back on the attack comes Galesburg right to left. Boydston now at center court is trapped, double-teamed, and she throws it away.
Well, the problem there is Boydston started to panic because she was in the backcourt, had a double-team in front of her. Instead of waiting for Lexi Daniels to come to her, she just threw the ball in the general direction, and Lexi was nowhere near where she tossed it.
Molly Chambers goes out. Daria Guzzo back in for Alleman Catholic. Comes in the backcourt to Billy Franks, who's also back in the game for the Pioneers. Franks goes on the left side, gets the ball down to Isabella Anderson. Now on the baseline, we'll get a drive here. The ball's tipped away, though, and it's picked up by Boydston of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now right to left. Ahead to Kelso. Kelso will stop, take the three-pointer right side, no good. The rebound Anderson for Alleman. She'll bring it back out on the dribble. Full court all the way down. Gets it off on the left side. The shot up no good by Billy Franks, and we'll get a whistle on the rebound and a foul called here.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're calling the Streaks for a lot of tic-tac fouls right now, as I didn't think there was much contact at all, and Haley Kelso's going to get called for her second, setting Aaron Morrissey, who's a perfect 3 of 3, back to the free throw line.
That's the 8th team foul on the Streaks. Morrissey had 13 against East Peoria, and she makes the first. She also had 16 against Freeport.
2 fouls so far called against Alleman.
Yeah, then the coach turns over to the referee and says, don't they foul?
Yeah, you would think that was the discussion Coach Massey just had.
Second free throw, good. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 points for Aaron Morrissey. It's 15-12, Alleman by 3. Here come the Streaks. Casey Williams now top of the key. Near side Boydston, one dribble, holds up. Right side now on the drive inside. Daniels tried to get it Florine on a bounce pass, but we'll get a whistle and a foul called here against Alleman.
I think it's going to go against Morrissey. A good idea right there by Lexi Daniels. She dribbled down to get a better angle to pass it into Florine. Unfortunately, she drove towards Shaylee, which also put her defender in the way there.
Michaela Hurd will go out. Back in is Anna Weatherall, who started. Comes in on the right side now to Lexi Daniels. Now the bounce pass to Florine. Turnaround jumper, good.
Wow.
Put it right over Guzzo.
Wow, she fought that one up and in, too. A good job by Shaylee. Shaylee's got such soft touch around the rim. If she can get it within that 6 to 8 foot range, she's usually going to get it off the back of the rim at the very least.
15-14, Alleman Catholic. 45 seconds to go, first quarter. Anderson now on the high post. Got the ball to Guzzo. Guzzo spins around. Now the shot by put up by Billy Franks, no good. The rebound pulled down by Guzzo. Turnaround jumper, good. Daria Guzzo with her first of the game makes it 17-14, Alleman. Back comes Williams now. Right side, Lexi Daniels to Casey. Casey won't take the three. She'll feed it back off to Boydston between the rings. Now on the right side, Daniels. Daniels again looking for Foreen. Instead goes out to Alyssa, or to Carl, who's back in the game. Carl now has it between the circles. She looks for the three. Instead to Foreen, 9 seconds to go in the quarter. Now Boydston's going to have it knocked away on the far side with 7.6 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Galesburg will have it right in front of the scorers table.
You know, Guzzo got away with a push right before that basket at the other end. She was on the weak side, and for whatever the reason, the official on that side wasn't paying attention because she pushed two streaks out of the way to get the offensive rebound.
Let's see what Galesburg does with 7 seconds to go. Guzzo, or rather Williams, gets it into Boydston. Boydston now on the dribble for the streaks. Comes all the way to the basket. She'll put the jumper up. No good at the buzzer. That's the end of the first quarter with the score. It's Alleman Catholic 17, Galesburg 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Transit wants your used motor oil. After you change the oil in your vehicle, bring that used oil to the bus garage. They'll gladly take it. And just why do they want your used motor oil? Well, they'll save it to heat the bus garage, of course. So you can save time and money by changing your own oil, and now you can recycle that used oil. Double thumbs up. Just stop by the bus garage at 567 South Farnham Street during normal business hours.
I'm Craig McCluskey. Use Galesburg Transit. Catch us now.
Can tell the difference between someone who's come to the class prior to their surgery and had the education versus those that have not.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center introduced their joint camp program back in 2006. Registered nurse Connie Young feels the program has influenced positive outcomes.
It's really about educating our patients. What's going to happen to them when they get their joint replaced? What's their care going to be like when they're in the hospital?
Joint camp is your first step to full recovery. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together. They're better.
Terry Kavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Former Galesburg High School history teacher Glenn Bussey was in Gettysburg last week for the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. Get his story tomorrow morning at 8:15 on WGIL.
Alleman's ball to start the second quarter, 17-14. The Pioneers lead it. Aaron Morrissey with 9 first quarter points for Rock Island Alleman. Two players on the streaks with 3 points. Alleman has it now. This is Isabella Anderson. Turnaround jumper, three-pointer, top of the key. Ooh. Off the glass, no good. Rebound Kelso. Three-on-one break now. Ahead to Williams. Williams, left-handed layup, good.
Well, the streaks were the beneficiaries of a terrible shot by Anderson.
Isabella Anderson comes back now. 17-16, Alleman by one. On the right side, this is Weatherall. Back up top. Now the ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up on the far side by Billy Franks, though. Franks now has it against Kelso. Looking back up top to Anderson. Anderson gets away. She'll take the three-pointer again, partially blocked. This time we're going to get a foul here going for the ball. That Kelso again?
Well, hopefully it's not Sabrina Clay.
It is.
Well, it's Kelso's third, so either way.
Ninth team foul against the Streaks. It'll send Daria Guzzo, the 5'10 junior, to the free throw line here to shoot two. She has 2 points in the ball game. So she saw quite a bit of action last year, right? As a sophomore?
Yes. And she was kind of one of the first posts off the bench for him.
Guzzo at 5'10, Morrissey at 5'11. Shaylee Florine for the Streaks at 6'1, the sophomore for Galesburg. 18-16. As Guzzo made the first, she eyes the second, very deliberate, and she puts it up and through. So she has 4 points, gives Alleman Catholic a three-point lead, 19-16. Back come the Silver Streaks, but we're going to get a foul in front of the bench here.
Well, luckily for Kaylin Boydston, she didn't get called for the charge. She tried to jump towards the sidelines to get away from a double team that was coming to trap her, and she made contact, but they're going to call it on
Anderson.
Anderson, good deal.
Second on Isabella Anderson, fourth team foul. Here come the Streaks. Boydston now stops high left wing. Now to Sabrina Clay, who's back in the game, to Casey Williams. Casey looking. Now a bounce pass up top. Here's Lexi Daniels with the three, no good. The rebound's going to be picked up by Billy Franks. Franks brings it back left to right now for the Pioneers all the way down court. Stops on the left baseline, and we'll get a whistle and a foul here. I think they're pointing at Casey.
Wow. This is going to be the 10th foul on the Streaks already. We're just over a minute here into the second quarter.
Casey Williams, second, 10th team foul. Put them in the super bonus.
Yeah, they're in the double bonus now.
So this will send Billy Franks to the free throw line to shoot two. Boy, that's early. Free throw on the way, no good.
In Moline, it's UT over Moline, 18-10 after one quarter of play.
The other game going on tonight is Rock Island at Quincy. We hope to have those scores for you as we go along. We have the Twitter King here in the press box tonight, Eric Gibson. Second one on the way, and this one, she missed them both. Rebound, Shaylee Florine for Galesburg. Here come the streaks right to left to Casey Williams. Williams now will back out on the dribble with 6:52 to go. Second quarter, 19-16, Alleman. Williams drives down. Now the ball tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Billy Franks. Franks will bring it down. Tipped away from her. Now she saves it in bounds. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off a Galesburg player, and it'll be Alleman's ball underneath their own basket. Massey up off the bench, directing his team. Jay Hatch up. Jay Hatch works the officials better than any coach I've ever seen in 40-some years of broadcasting. Comes in now to Erin Morrissey in the left corner. She's going to lose the ball out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Galesburg this time. That was Sabrina Clay forcing that turnover. She was tight on Erin Morrissey in the corner. Now Galesburg will bring it back right to left. With 6:30 to go here, second quarter. Sabrina Clay for the streaks. Now to Shaylee Florine between the rings. Now to Kua Boydston. Back on the right side to Lexi Daniels. She's looking inside for Florine. Couldn't find her. Florine battling with Guzzo. Now she gets it to Shaylee. Shaylee will put it up and through.
Soft, soft hands there by Shaylee. Nice job.
Shaylee Florine was six. They're looking for her every time. Back on the attack comes Anderson. 19-18 in favor of Alleman with 6 minutes to go here, second quarter. High post now to Daria Guzzo. Guzzo hands the ball off to Billy Franks. Left side now to Carly Anderson, who's back in the game for Jay Hatch's Pioneers. Inside to Morrissey. Turnaround jumper, no good. The rebound, though, right back up and through by Anna Weatherall.
Streaks have got to make sure they pick up rebounds.
Back comes Boydston now. Ahead on the right side to Lexi Daniels. Now to Casey. Casey wanted the three, didn't take it. And now she gets it back out to Boydston. Boydston hesitates but travels with it. She wanted to pass to Clay, but Clay was covered on the right wing by Billy Franks, and so she hesitated and dragged the pivot foot.
Eight turnovers now on the Silver Streaks.
Plus the 10 fouls. That's a huge statistic right there. With 5 minutes, 34 seconds to go, second quarter. Got to avoid the fouls if you can. Molly Chambers has come back in, inbounds it to Anna Weatherall. Ball tipped away, picked up by Williams of Galesburg. And now Casey's going to, no, double dribble. Thought it was a reach-in foul, but they called a double dribble as Molly Ethington was on Casey Williams as she crossed center court.
Well, Kaylin Boydston got away with a foul that last time down the floor. Weatherall was coming up the floor, and Kaylin came up from behind her and got a little bit of her shoe and knocked her to the ground.
Weatherall has it, drives the paint, now shovels it off to Billy Franks, who takes the jumper, no good from the left side. It's going to go out of bounds. They say it's Alleman's ball off Shaylee Florine. It'll be triggered in bounds, by, no, not Ethington. Let's see another Alleman player. It'll be Carly Anderson underneath the Pioneer basket on the east side, looking. Still looking to throw it in. Now we'll come all the way back to Weatherall. Weatherall on the right side to Billy Franks. Franks back out to Weatherall. Now they'll get it on the high post to Ethington. She shovels it off on the left side to Weatherall. Weatherall dribbled it back out beyond the three-point line. Now to Billy Franks. They'll try the right side this time. Franks to Carly Anderson. Back up top now to Weatherall. Weatherall drives the paint. Blocked by Florine inside. The ball goes right back to Weatherall. And Weatherall will bring it up top with 4:50 to go second quarter. 21-18 all. Now inside, they tried to get it down inside to Molly Chambers, but it went off the arm of Chambers. Out of bounds, it'll be Galesburg's ball.
Well, that was a great job by Shaylee Florine there. Shaylee got her hand in there just enough to knock that ball up. And then what happened was Chambers tried to reach back for it and went off her hands out of bounds.
Raina Gully back in for the streaks. Kaylin Boydston out. Galesburg will throw it in against the press. Comes into Clay, out of Florine in the backcourt. Ahead to Casey Williams. Williams will bring it up. The streaks down by three. Williams on the left side dribble. Now back out between the rings. She'll drive the right side. Shovels it back out to Gully. Gully now looks to the right side to Sabrina Clay. Clay back up top now to Florine. And Florine will go back inside to Gully. Now the three-pointer by Lexi Daniels, no good, but the rebound Clay, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. They say it went off of Alleman's Molly Chambers.
Well, I think the streaks got fortunate right there. That one definitely looked like it went off of Sabrina Clay's leg.
So Galesburg will have it underneath their own basket, trailing by three with 4 minutes, 24 seconds to go. Second quarter, Shaylee Florine will throw it in for the streaks. Erin Morrissey back in. Molly Ethington out for Alleman Catholic.
Well, the streaks aren't as fortunate there as Sabrina Clay. got her hands on that one as it was tipped away, and it did go out of bounds off her for the 10th streak turnover.
So Wallerman will bring it back after Galesburg turns it over. They had a chance to tie it or narrow it to one. Here's Wallerman now. They go right to Morrissey. She'll put it up on the foul line left, no good. Rebound Casey Williams for the Streaks. Outlet pass Raina Gully. Here comes Galesburg right to left. Gully with 4 minutes to go second quarter. Holds it up front. Now near side Florin to Casey Williams. Williams one dribble. Now will hold up again. Drive the foul line. Still hold up. Looking. Gets it back out to Sabrina Clay between the circles. She goes right side Raina Gully. Gully now on the drive, and
well,
she's going to be fouled.
Yeah, I was going to say. We've called a pretty tight game this whole game, and then Gully takes off and has Carly Anderson draped all over her, and finally the whistle comes through. That's only the fifth foul, though, on Allman.
Shaylee Florin is going to go out for the silver streak, so Galesburg's going to have Casey Williams, Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Lexi Daniels, and Raina Gully. Looking to get it inbounds. Comes inbounds to Stott Thompson. Thompson in the lane to Clay. Clay will put it up underneath, and she's going to be fouled. And I think they're going to get Morrissey for this one.
Well, hopefully that'll be her second. A good aggressive play right there by Sabrina Clay.
It is Aaron Morrissey's second six-team foul. Sends Sabrina Clay to the free throw line to shoot two. She's a 5'9 junior. She has 2 points in the game, two fouls in the game. Here's the free throw, and it's no good.
As is typical, Jim, Quincy and Rocky trailing behind everyone else in the conference. Late start, I guess, at Quincy because they're still in the first quarter, 17-16. It's Rocky with the lead, 17-6, excuse me.
Wow. Second free throw on the way by Clay, and Sabrina makes this one. 21-19, Allman by two. Back on the attack now comes Weatherall for Allman Catholic. She'll drive all the way in the paint, tried to get it underneath to Guzzo, and we'll get a jump ball as Casey Williams was there to tie her up, and Galesburg will get it on the alternating possession.
Well, a bad play right there by Weatherall. She drove all the way down, got below the block area, and then tried to cross the lane with the pass, and that's just a difficult pass to make. And most guards, what you usually tell them is, hey, once you get across the free throw line, before you get to the end line for the volleyball, if you will, you have to have your mind made up if you're going to the rim or you're passing it off, because once you get that deep, you're just putting your post in trouble at that time.
We'll get a timeout on the floor with 3:36 to go here in the second quarter. It's Allman 21, Galesburg 19. Want to remind you, University of Illinois basketball coming up immediately following our broadcast at about 9:15 tonight with the pregame show. It's the Illini at UNLV, the University of Nevada at Las Vegas. Don't forget, the boys will be in action at 7:06, the pregame show, 7:30 tip-off on Wednesday. It'll be Galesburg against Pekin, and we'll have the Hall of Fame ceremony about 5:30 for you next Saturday night, right before the Galesburg girls' Freeport game. So Galesburg, after the timeout, we're going to get a foul in the backcourt on the inbounds pass as Michaela Hurd fouled Sabrina Clay, her second. That'll be the seventh team foul, so that'll put Clay back at the free throw line for the Silver Streaks. Or will it be Gully? It'll be Gully. It was Gully, not Clay. And so Gully will go to the free throw line and shoot the one in bonus. So Raina Gully, the freshman, at the line, and she makes it.
Good
her
job.
First point of the ball game.
Good job by Raina right there. That's exactly what you want to see from the freshman. Get herself in the book and do it from the free throw line. She could make a lot of hay here because she's a pretty aggressive point guard.
Second one on the way, and this one is also good. So Raina Gully makes them both. 21 all our score. 3:29 to go here, second quarter. Back on the attack into the front court comes Allman Catholic. Hurd has it on the right side, gets it to Weatherall. Back up top now to DeWitt. DeWitt on the right side, now to Guzzo. They go right inside to Chambers, who puts it up no good. The rebound controlled by Gully of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now, 3-on-2. Left side, Casey Williams. She'll take the three-pointer, no good. The rebound in the lane controlled by Allman's Caitlin DeWitt. DeWitt brings it out. She gets into the front court, holds up her dribble. Now on the left side, they get the ball to Michaela Hurd. Bounce pass in the corner now to Guzzo. Daria Guzzo back up now to Weatherall. Weatherall between the rings to Caitlin DeWitt. They'll try the right side now. They go down to Molly Chambers. Chambers. Back up top. Now the ball almost tipped away, but picked up. Back to Guzzo at the foul line. Now on the left wing. Here's a drive to the hoop, and the shot up by Hurd, no good. Pulled out of the air. It was an air ball by Sabrina Clay. Back come the Streaks. Chance to take the lead. Right side now to Lexi Daniels. Near side to Gully. Back up top now to Clay between the circles with 2:30 to go second quarter. Here's Casey Williams on the baseline drive. She'll take the jumper, no good. The rebound controlled by Molly Chambers of Alleman Catholic. Outlet pass to Anna Weatherall. Here come the Pioneers now on the attack right to left. Back here's a jumper from the left side, no good. The rebound Gully for the Streaks. And we'll get a whistle here.
We're going to get a foul, and this is going to send Gully back to the free throw line, I believe. It's against Molly Chambers. That's her second.
I have the eighth team foul against Alleman Catholic. So Raina Gully is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. He'll step to the line to shoot the one in bonus here with the score tied at 21. You were right about this game. It's close.
Yeah, this had the looks of being a pretty evenly matched game. Gully trying to give the Streaks their first lead since they led 12-11 in the first quarter.
And she does as she makes it. She's made three in a row. 22-21 Galesburg. 2 minutes, 14 seconds to go, second quarter. Raina Gully, the 5'5 freshman, eyes it. She'll take the second of the one in bonus. And boy, it's perfect. Big free throws for the Streaks. They take the lead 23-21, 2:10 to go, second quarter. Here comes Anna Weatherall now for Alleman Catholic. Weatherall on the right side gets it over to Carly Anderson. Now to Guzzo. She throws it away, and it's intercepted by Sammy Thompson. The Streaks now on the run. They want to run it. Thompson holds up now, high right wing. Now she looks for somebody to pass to. Gets it to Lexi Daniels. Back up top, now to Gully. Gully with the left-handed dribble around the three-point perimeter. Looking back out to Florine. Good pressure by Alleman outside to Casey Williams with a minute 40 to go second quarter. Now to Daniels. Daniels has it up top. Near side Gully, and we'll get a whistle timeout called by the Streaks.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I didn't see a travel there. And it's going to be a 30-second timeout. You know, Jim, one of the things I'd like to see is for Shaylee to spend a little bit more time underneath. I'm sure that the offense calls for her to come up at times, but every time she's coming up, what it's doing,
they're out. They're bringing them out.
Yeah, exactly. The Streaks are trying to use her kind of like as an outlet valve, but instead what's happening is they're over-pressuring her, and then she's not available anyway. If she's going to be contested, you at least want her contested on the inside.
I wonder if that's what Massey's telling him. As he calls a timeout. Shaylee not on. Oh, she is on the floor. It's going to be Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, Sammy Thompson, Lexi Daniels, and Casey Williams for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg will have the ball underneath their own basket. A minute 36 to go in the second quarter. Raina will throw it in for the Silver Streaks. Looking, comes into Sammy. Sammy Thompson now on the left side will bring it back up on the dribble. Bounce pass now to Raina Gully. Minute 30 to go, second quarter. Now to Sammy Thompson on the far right side. She throws it away. Lazy pass intercepted by Guzzo. Guzzo back down, but Florine back down quickly is able to knock the ball out of bounds as Guzzo was trying to get it to Billy Franks.
Well, good hustle right there by Shaylee to get back down the floor. The one thing, although it was a lazy pass, she's got to step to that pass and try to at least battle for it. Similar to in football, when you throw the ball up to your wide receiver, you want them to go try to battle to catch the football.
Alyssa Carl has come back into the game. Thompson out. Here's a jumper by Guzzo from the foul line. No good. Rebound Raina Gully. And we'll get a whistle and a foul called against Alleman Catholic here. I think they'll get Weatherall for this one.
And that's going to send Gully back to the free throw line. That's her third rebound now on the defensive end.
Weatherall's first ninth team foul against Alleman Catholic. With a minute 16 to go, Raina Gully will go to the free throw line. She's 4 for 4. She'll shoot the one in bonus here. She looks better tonight, doesn't she?
She does. She looks a little bit more confident, and that's the big thing for her. That went out and in and back in.
She gets the roll.
She looks more confident, Jim, and that's the important thing for freshman point guards, is that if they're going to run your team, you want them as confident as can be, because you don't want them doubting themselves when they're trying to get around a double team.
So Raina Gully will have the second of the one in bonus. Gives Galesburg a 3-point lead. She can make it 4 here, and she does. Wow. She's made 6 in a row from the line in the second quarter. 25-21 Streaks. Back comes Weatherall now for Alleman Catholic. And we'll get a whistle outside here, and a foul is going to be called.
If I'm not mistaken, Jim, isn't the Streaks' last 6 points from her at the free throw line?
Yes. She'll get called for the foul here, 11th team foul. It'll send Anna Weatherall to the line to shoot two for Alleman Catholic. 25-21 streaks. Minute 9 to go, second quarter. It was 17-14 Alleman at the end of one. Here it is, and she missed it.
Well, after starting the game 8 of 9, the Alleman Pioneers have missed, I believe, their last four now.
Kaylin Boydston in. Raina Gully, who has two fouls, goes out. Gully with two. Haley Kelso has three. Casey Williams with two. Sammy Thompson with two fouls for the streaks. Second free throw made by Anna Weatherall. She has 3 points in the game. 25-22. Now the ball is on the floor. It's going to go off of Alleman, as double-teamed in the backcourt was Kaylin Boydston. And so Casey Williams will throw it into Boydston. They'll bring it up, and now Weatherall is going to come out and put some pressure on Boydston. Boydston over the timeline right side to Daniels. Daniels looking, still looking. Now gets it back up to Sammy Thompson. Back to Daniels, to Sammy, with 51 seconds into Florine, and the paint puts it up. No. The rebound controlled by Daria Guzzo. Outlet pass now to Anna Weatherall. Weatherall back on the attack, left to right for Alleman. Gets it to Billy Franks, who puts a shot up no good. Rebound Florine, and now Williams takes it. Williams brings it up for the Silver Streaks right to left with 33 seconds to go. Second quarter. Galesburg by three. Now to Boydston. Boydston gets pushed outside by Weatherall. No whistle, ball on the floor, and we'll get a held ball and Alleman's ball on the alternating possession. Could have been a foul there.
Well, and Coach Matsey's telling them they've got to get in their set a little quicker. Kaylin tried to make a move right there, and then right when she got contact, she lost the ball off her foot.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Erin Morrissey, who's come back into the game. She's playing with two fouls. Morrissey gets it into Isabella Anderson, who's also back in. Now to Morrissey. Morrissey bothered up front. She's double-teamed with 16 seconds to go second quarter. And, oh, boy, you're going to get a foul here against Sammy as she came out. That's her third, 12th team foul against the Streaks.
Well, Jim, there was contact, but the contact was slight at best. And I don't like that call. And if that's how we're going to see this all year, it's going to be a very frustrating year, because Streaks now with two players with three fouls apiece, and Sammy Thompson and Haley Kelso, and Shaylee Florine's on the bench with two as well, as Franks hits the first free throw to make it a 25-23 streak lead.
Joe Lopez of East Moline making that call, and that was not a very good one. One more for Billy Franks, 25-23. Franks can narrow the Galesburg lead to 1 point. She eyes it, here it is, and it's perfect. She has 2 points in the game. 25-24 Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now. Casey Williams at center court had trouble with the ball, but got it ahead to Boydston. Somebody's got to be open. Now they get it into Shaylee.
Oh.
She puts it up. Looked like a block there or maybe a foul, and it's pulled off by Ethington. And now we'll get a foul at center court, and they're going to get Boydston for this one.
Well, I thought for sure that was a foul right there. Guzzo's going to get credit for the block, but Shaylee turned right into contact. If you're going to say this contact up top, which was incidental, is contact, you've got to call the same thing underneath.
Going to send Billy Franks back to the line. She's 2 for 4 from the line tonight. Missed the first two, made the second two. She can tie the game here. 2.5 seconds on the clock. Here's Franks' free throw in the air, and it's perfect. She'll get one more as the double bonus, super bonus is in effect. With the two free throws, Galesburg's committed 13 fouls in the first half, Alleman 9. Second free throw on the way, or just about on the way, by Billy Franks. Here it comes, and she made it. Alleman takes the lead, 26-25. Casey Williams with a half-court shot, and that's the end of the first half with the score. It's Alleman, 26, Galesburg, 25. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
My husband and I both work during the day, and I don't feel safe leaving her by herself.
When I was a kid, we couldn't go anywhere without my dad running into somebody he knew. He needs that social connection.
Every day, once a week, whatever your needs for adult care are, Gordon Behrendt Senior Center is the solution. For your mother or father, we can provide a chance to get out of the house and socialize. A hot meal, someone to make sure they're taking those daytime meds, and activities to look forward to. For you, the peace of mind of knowing your loved one is cared for by trained staff, the ability to work and not worry, or just have a much-needed break from being a caretaker.
Funding is available, and the staff can assist you with funding resources so you can get the help you need in a matter of days. And if you want to tour the Gordon Behrendt Senior Center, give Connie a call. She'll arrange your visit.
I'm Connie Crow with Gordon Behrendt Senior Center. call me with questions at 344-2520 or go to galesburg.info, keyword seniors.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on Galesburg Radio 14.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back at the half. It's Alleman 26 and Galesburg 25. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. That's Craddy Insurance. Let's run down the scoring. First of all, for the Alleman Catholic Pioneers, they're led in scoring by Erin Morrissey, their special mention All-State player from last year. She has 9 points in the first half, 6 for their point guard Isabella Anderson, 4 points in the first half from Billy Franks, all at the free throw line. Daria Guzzo also has 4 points, 3 points for Anna Weatherall. For the Silver Streaks, they are led in scoring by two players, Raina Gully and Shaylee Florine, each with 6. Raina Gully made 6 in a row from the line, 6 for 6 in the second quarter from the free throw line for the freshman. So she has 6, and Shaylee Florine with 3 2-point field goals for 6 points. Casey Williams has a 3-pointer and a bucket for 5. 3 points for Haley Kelso, 3 points for Sabrina Clay, and Kaylin Boydston has 2. As far as fouls go, for Alleman, they have 4 players with 2, Isabella Anderson, Carly Anderson, Erin Morrissey, and Molly Chambers. The Streaks have 2 players with 3. Haley Kelso has 3. So does Sammy Thompson, Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, and Casey Williams, each with 2. It was 17-14 Alleman Catholic at the end of the first quarter. The Streaks outscoring the Pioneers 11-9 in the second quarter. They trail, Galesburg does, 26-25. We want to mention that all our road games, and we won't be on the road till December 4th, but all our road games, the vehicles are provided by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Eric will run down the shooting, rebounding, and other stats in a moment. At the half, it's Alleman 26, Galesburg 25. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The biggest shopping day of the year is quickly approaching. And this year, YEM is asking the question, why save hundreds
when you could save thousands?
For the first time ever, YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC are capitalizing on Black Friday shopping with holiday discount pricing on every Chevy, Buick, and GMC on the lot, which means the price you see is the lowest price guaranteed. Right now, get a 2013 Silverado Extended Cab 4x4 marked down over $8,000. Save over $8,700 on a 2013 Silverado Crew Cab 4x4 or the all-new 2014 Chevy Silverado regular cab 4x4 marked down $4,500, holiday discount priced at just $26,545.
The best deals are in the bag.
Shop the Black Friday sales event going on now at YEM Chevrolet Buick GMC, 2195 North Henderson, Galesburg.
Tax title license included. For the 2014 Silverado price, you must trade in a 99 or newer vehicle. See YEM for details on truck loyalty.
There's a lot to buying a house besides the purchasing process. Protecting your home and your possessions is very important. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, will explain your coverages to you and make sure they provide the peace of mind you desire. We can also review your current policy to make sure you're not paying too much. So to review your policy or get a home insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me, Mark Craddy, today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy and colder with lows of 12 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 28. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows of 16. Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high of 36. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 19. And Friday through Saturday, partly cloudy throughout the day, highs around 42 and lows getting down around 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, is 18 at WGIL.
Starting December 2nd, listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick a Present. Choose two numbers, and if the presents match, you win. Pick a Present, beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back. Our halftime stats with Eric, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. 26-25, Allman at the half. Here's Eric.
Yeah, Jim, numbers not pretty. Streak's kind of lucky to be this close. They've turned the ball over 12 times. They've only forced 8 turnovers. They're losing the turnover or the rebounding battle as well. 20 rebounds for Allman. 10 of those offensive, and that's really what's killing the Streaks. 17 rebounds for the Streaks, only 5 offensive rebounds. The Allman Pioneers, 5 of 22 from inside the arc, 1 of 4 from distance. So they're kind of, if they could hit some shots, they'd be way up in this one. Luckily for the Silver Streaks, a combined 6 of 26 from the field is what's really helping. On the other side of things, Streaks, 6 of 13 from inside, 2 of 9 from distance. And the free throw numbers, Allman's 13 of 18, Streaks 7 of 9. So Streaks have shot exactly half the free throws. And the total foul disparity, although it was large for a while, ended up at 13 and 9 there in the first half.
Yeah, for a while it was what, like 10 to 2?
Yeah.
10 to 1?
It was, I believe, 10 to 2 at one point.
Yeah.
And so the Streaks fortunate to be this close at this time in the game, but we also saw the Streaks leave a lot on the floor, and you know, a lot of those turnovers were costly because they were in situations where the Streaks had either numbers or had a chance to come back and tie or take the lead, and unfortunately they weren't able to accomplish that.
The Fighting Illini are going to follow us tonight as Illinois is at UNLV to play a basketball game against the Running Rebels. And so that game, the pregame show at 9:15 tonight. Want to remind you that the Galesburg boys are going to be in action on Wednesday, 7:06, the pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. It'll be Galesburg against Pekin, the historic Illinois basketball rivalry. The Pekin Dragons against the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The tip-off 7:30 on Wednesday night. We're going to have the Hall of Fame ceremony for you on Saturday night, beginning at right about 5:30, and that will be before the Galesburg girls meet the Freeport Pretzels on Saturday night. So a big week of basketball coming up for you here on WGIL with the boys' season beginning again on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, against Pekin, and that will be a 7:30 tip-off, 7:06, the pregame show with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee. What a night of high school basketball that's going to be with the Pekin coming to town and the historic rivalry. God, Dottie Hawkins, John Thiel back in the 60s, those were some games when Galesburg played against Pekin.
A couple scores from around the Western Big Six to report. At halftime, UT is up on Moline 29-26, so a tight affair up there at the Fieldhouse. And down in Quincy, it's Rock Island 21-10 after one quarter of play. So Rock Island taking care of things against a fairly talented Quincy ball team, which I would be surprised if they don't end up making some noise this year in the Western Big Six.
So the two teams are coming back out on the court. It's going to be Galesburg's ball to start the second quarter. It's 26-25 Allman. Galesburg again in the white uniforms. Allman in the green uniforms. Galesburg moving from left to right, west to east here in the second half. Williams gets it into Kelso. Kelso thought about the three top of the key, instead to Clay. Clay guarded by Morrissey. Now looking around, got it to Williams. Casey now comes up top. She'll drive the paint. Ball on the floor, gets a shot up, no good. The rebound, though, Clay, and they're going to get Morrissey for a foul on Clay.
Yep, that's her third, and a good job by Sabrina Clay getting offensive rebounding position. And this is how large it is when Sabrina's not in the game. She is such a great rebounder that when she's out of there, the Streaks really struggle in that area.
Kaylin Boyston will trigger it in. Right into Clay, puts it up underneath and through. Sabrina Clay has five. 27-26 Silver Streaks. Back comes Ullman now. Weatherall into the front court for the Pioneers. Comes cross court. Gets it to Billy Franks. Franks now into Guzzo. Now to Morrissey on the baseline jumper. No good. The rebound controlled by Ullman. Back up by Weatherall. She missed it, but the rebound Clay. Clay, the outlet pass to Boydston. Here come the Streaks now on the attack left to right. To Haley Kelso. Right side Boydston. Boydston bounce pass into Clay. Clay right to the basket, up and through.
Wow. Strong move right there by Sabrina. That was one of the better drop steps we've seen from her all season long. She took the contact and just powered the ball up and in.
29-26 now in favor of Galesburg, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called on Casey Williams.
We had gone a while without the officials blowing their whistles.
First on Casey, second team foul. Or I should say, not the first on Casey, the third on Casey, the first team foul on the Silver Streaks. So Allman will have it in front of their own bench. Morrissey has it high right side. Now to Anderson. Back on the right side to Weatherall. Now to Guzzo. High post now Morrissey. She'll take the 15-foot jumper. Yes.
Shaley, you cannot leave her. Shaley left her to try to deal with the cutter, and unfortunately for her, that's right in Aaron Morrissey's range.
Back on the attack comes Kelso. She'll take the jumper from the right side. No good. Rebound, though, Clay. Clay back out now to Williams. Oh, Clay playing a great third quarter. Now Kelso with the three. No. The rebound's going to go out of bounds on the far side. It'll be Allman's ball.
Now, Clay and Kelso spent a lot of the first half on the bench because of foul trouble, so Kelso might be a little cold coming back into this one. I don't think she played much, if at all, in that second quarter.
She's playing with three fouls. Here comes Anderson on the right side now to Weatherall. Weatherall comes down, holds up her dribble, gets it back out now to Anderson. Isabella Anderson back up top now to Billy Franks, near side to Weatherall. Weatherall back out now, double team. Got it to Guzzo, right side. Here's the three-pointer by Franks. Good, but they're only going to count it two.
Yeah, she was inside the arc, but I think she traveled there first because she caught that ball and then jumped into the shot and came back down.
Back comes Galesburg now. Bad pass inside to Clay. Ball went on the floor, but Williams is going to get it back. She threw the bad pass. 30-29 in favor of Allman. Now the ball on the floor again, but Kelso got it. Now to Williams. She'll take the three-pointer. No. Nobody underneath the rebound. And Isabella Anderson pulls it off for Allman Catholic. On the break, ahead now to Billy Franks, and Williams comes back and fouls her.
That'll be the third on Casey. And it's going to send Franks to the free throw line. The Streaks now with two fouls here in the early going.
So Billy Franks will step to the line. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She's made 4 of 6 tonight. She'll get two here.
But she's made 4 in a row, Jim.
Yes, she has. And she makes that. I'm trying to jinx her.
I know.
Billy Franks at the line for the Pioneers.
That'll make it a 31-29 lead now for Allman. Streaks and Allman just going back and forth here. The Streaks were able to reclaim the lead with the first basket here by Sabrina Clay in the second half, but right back is Allman now in the last couple possessions.
Franks misses the second one. Rebound Sabrina Clay for Galesburg. 31-29, Allman Catholic. Right side now Haley Kelso for the Silver Streaks. Ball over her head, now to Clay, top of the key. She goes on the left side to Casey Williams. Williams now drives across the foul line. Got it to Kelso right side. Streaks trying to tie it up or take the lead. Now out to Boydston. Right side Clay. Clay looks. Now to Florine outside the three-point line. They'll get it back to Kelso into Florine. Florine now over Guzzo. Puts it up no good. Tried to get the rebound and does. And now throws it. Tried to save it in bounds, but it hit the back of the backboard. It'll be Allman's ball.
Well, good job by Shaley right there with her drop step. The one critique I would have is she kind of leaves that left-handed drop step, the left-handed hook shot a little short. She's got to make sure she follows through on it and she'll get a better roll off that rim.
Isabella Anderson now to Weatherall. Weatherall drives the right side. Got it out to Billy Franks, far right wing. In, here's a jumper up underneath, put up by Molly Chambers, no good. The rebound controlled by Boydston of Galesburg. Back on the attack come the Streaks. Boydston got it to Clay, now to Williams. Williams drives the paint. She got bumped. Where's the whistle there? Now it finally comes.
Well, Weatherall then handcuffs her on her shot attempt. So, in reality, the Streaks would rather have it on the shot. This will put Williams to the free throw line as opposed to on the drive, which would just put the ball out underneath.
Hannah Weatherall's second team foul against Allman. Casey Williams steps to the free throw line. She has 5 points in the ballgame. Eyes it up. Here it is, and she missed it. We'll get Raina Gully in. Boydston out for the streak. So Galesburg has Raina Gully along with Haley Kelso, Casey Williams, Shaylee Florine, and now I see Sammy Thompson coming in for Florine and Sabrina Clay. So Clay along with Thompson, Williams, Gully, and Kelso. Williams will have one more free throw for the streaks. Chance to narrow the lead to one with this one. Here it is, and she makes it. Casey with 6 points in the game for Galesburg. Casey will go out, and Lexi Daniels in for the Silver Streaks. Alleman will come on the attack right to left. This is Carly Anderson in the backcourt. Anderson still in the backcourt over the timeline. Got it ahead to Molly Ethington. Now on the right baseline to Isabella Anderson. That ball's going to be kicked out of bounds by Kelso of Galesburg. And so Alleman Catholic will have it in the corner.
Not only did it go out of bounds, it went under the bleachers.
Yeah, that's hard to do.
Yeah, nice.
That's a ricochet shot.
Yeah, nice bounce off the wall there by Haley.
It'll be triggered inbounds by Billy Franks in front of the Alleman bench. Alleman leads it 31-30. We're in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 19 seconds to go. Comes into Carly Anderson in the right corner for Alleman. They're in the front court on the west side of the gym here at GHS. Now back, the alley-oop pass goes inside. They got the ball down to Molly Ethington. She pops it out to Chambers, who takes the shot no good. The rebound, though, is going to be picked up again by Alleman. Picked up on the right side by Billy Franks. Back up top now to Carly Anderson. Now to Chambers. Chambers on the right side. Here's a jumper by Anderson, no good. The rebound this time, Sabrina Clay for the Streaks. Alleman with a great chance there, unable to convert. Back comes Raina Gully for Galesburg, left to right. To Haley Kelso. She'll hold the ball up over her head. Now to Sammy Thompson. Back on the right side to Kelso. Bounce pass to Clay. They want to go inside. Back to Kelso. She'll take the three, partially blocked. I thought it was tipped. Maybe not. Picked up underneath by Isabella Anderson, who brings it out for Alleman right to left. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. And we'll get a travel here as Molly Ethington was trying to drive the paint. Walked with the ball. It'll go over to the Streaks.
Well, in that last possession, Jim, Clay had a nice opportunity on the inside, and she actually showed some strength. She was able to back Ethington down, and unfortunately, I thought she could have finished that play for an easy bucket because Ethington was backing up just as easily as Sabrina wanted to go backwards.
I think Sabrina thought she wasn't in far enough. Maybe.
I'm not sure as that one's going to be passed over the head of Lexi through her hands and out of bounds. Turnover, Silver Streaks, but unfortunately, she kind of bailed on that play a little early. If she would have done a nice little hook shot or even a step back, she would have had an easy little jump shot.
Bad pass by Florine there on the last play for the Streaks, and we'll get a whistle and a 30-second timeout called by Jay Hatch here as the two teams feeling each other out here in the third quarter of a nip-and-tuck game that's going back and forth. Don't forget University of Illinois coming up immediately following our broadcast tonight at about 9:15 with the pregame show as the Fighting Illini plays UNLV, and it'll be the Streaks boys opening their season tomorrow night here against Pekin. What do you think?
Well, at this point, it's pretty much how I figured it would go. The Streaks have kind of battled back and forth. Now, remember, Alleman's technically the more experienced team. A lot more seniors, a lot more varsity playing experience in the green jerseys tonight. So it has to be rewarding, at least to this point, for Coach Massey to see his team kind of battling right with them. Now, unfortunately for the Silver Streaks, that if they're going to pull off the win here, they're going to have to find a way to get some points.
They've got to get it into to Florine and Clay, too, I would think.
Yeah.
Out between the rings now, Molly Chambers has it after the Alleman timeout. Alleman leads it 31-30, 3 minutes to go third quarter. Isabella Anderson bothered up front, got it to Chambers. She'll put it up no good. The rebound, though, Billy Franks from the baseline, and we'll get a foul here as the shot was blocked, but a whistle and a foul called.
Well, Jim, I don't know what defense the Streaks are in right now. At one point, I thought they were in man-to-man, but then they were showing the look of a 2-3. And the problem is if they're in some kind of loose 2-3, they don't have the rebounding abilities, as we've seen a couple times now, down the floor.
Casey Williams picks up the foul, her fourth, as Billy Franks misses the free throw.
She had five in a row, sandwiched between four misses now.
That's a third team foul. One more free throw for Billy Franks, the 5'6 senior. She's very deliberate, very methodical at the line, and she makes it. We'll get a whistle and a substitution as Caitlin DeWitt is going to come into the game for Billy Franks. Galesburg has Haley Kelso along with Sabrina Clay, Raina Gully, Shaylee Florine, and Lexi Daniels on the court. Full court pressure by Alleman. Now it's tipped away, but it's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Galesburg's ball.
No, it's going to go off Lexi's hand.
Oh!
No, that's a good call.
You think so?
Well, yeah, what happened was it got tipped, I believe, by Carly Anderson. Lexi put her hand out as if she was going to try to catch it. Went off her left hand and out of bounds. That was
so
a good call.
Alleman gets it back. They have the two-point lead. Near side now. This is DeWitt. Now it's going to be knocked out of bounds here.
Interesting score from Quincy High School at halftime, Jim. Mind you, at halftime, Rocky up 45-19.
Wow.
19 turnovers for Quincy so far.
Molly Chambers will trigger it in the front court for Alleman Catholic. Gets it into Anna Weatherall. Weatherall on the right side to Carly Anderson. Now back up top of the key. They'll come around the three-point line to Carly Anderson. Inside now. They got it down to Ethington,
oh,
and we'll get a whistle
on.
And a foul called here. The Gully?
Jeez. Yeah, I hope so, because otherwise it's Kelso's fourth. Yeah, it's going to go against Raina Gully. That's her third. And that, I thought she had all ball.
Fourth team foul on the streaks. Third on Raina, as Eric said. You're listening to WGIL Galesburg as we cross the 8 o'clock hour. 32-30 in favor of Alleman. 2:15 to go third quarter. Here's a three-pointer by Carly Anderson. No good. Ball's going to hit the baseline, go out of bounds. Gully tried to save it, but it was already Galesburg's ball, says the official.
Well, right there, the streaks are fortunate again, because I think that the guards thought they were in man-to-man, but the front line for the streaks thought they were still in the 2-3, and Carly Anderson had a pretty open look at it. Now another overthrow by the streaks is that's going to go off Haley's arms, hands, and out of bounds for the 16th streak turnover.
Bad pass by Raina Gully, the freshman. Alleman again will try it with 2:05 to go. Third quarter, 32-30 Pioneers. Right side now, Carly Anderson for Alleman. Gets it inside to Guzzo, who's back in. Guzzo plays catch with Carly Anderson. Now Anderson has it up top. Gets the ball down to Molly Chambers. Chambers on the right side dribble. Tried to get underneath. Intercepted by Florine. Back comes Galesburg now. Raina Gully back on the attack left to right. Raina with a minute 40 to go. The Streaks with a chance to tie or take the lead. They trail by two. Raina has it on the left side dribble. Now got it to Sabrina Clay. Clay looking in. Back out to Florine. Now let's see if they'll try to go inside to Daniels. Back out to Kelso. She'll take the three, no. The rebound, Clay, though, right back up. Yeah!
Huge quarter for Sabrina Clay.
She has 6 in the third, 9 in the ballgame. 32 all with a minute 15 to go here, third quarter. Here's Caitlin DeWitt on the left side. Back up top to Anderson. She'll take the jumper from the foul line. No good. Rebound Sabrina Clay. Couldn't hold it. Rebound put back up by DeWitt. No good. Pulled down by Guzzo. She'll put it up. No good. The rebound fought for and we'll get a held ball here as Lexi Daniels came down with it with Anna Weatherall. It'll be Alleman's ball on the alternating possession. No foul we're going to get. We're going to get a foul called against Alleman, and it's going to be called against Weatherall, her third team foul. And so Galesburg will get the ball, and Alleman will put the pressure on. Weatherall is going to go out. Isabella Anderson back in for the Pioneers. Comes into Raina Gully. Now back to Florine to Kelso. They beat the press easily. 2-on-1 now to Clay. Bounce pass back to Daniels. She'll put it up. No good. Missed the easy layup. The rebound controlled by Isabella Anderson. Clay should have taken that shot. Back on the attack now comes Alleman. Near side now to Caitlin DeWitt. We're tied at 32. 40 seconds to go, third quarter. Back out between the circles. This is Carly Anderson now. Near side to DeWitt. DeWitt now for the Pioneers in the corner to Carly Anderson. She'll take the 17-footer, hits it. Carly Anderson with the basket, her first points of the game. 34-32 Alleman. Ahead now to Daniels. Daniels drives down, looks, takes the jump shot, no good. She's missed two in a row, and the rebound's going to go out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim. Lexi has got to be more aggressive there.
Yep. She looks hesitant, doesn't she?
Yep, the defense fell off for her. They were more concerned about Sabrina Clay.
They wanted to watch Clay.
Exactly. Once she sees that, she's got to take it all the way for a left-hand layup because that worst-case scenario, there's going to be a foul there.
Into Florine. She puts a shot up. No good, though. Rebound Clay. Clay right back up in the paint. No! The rebound this time pulled down by Carly Anderson. Anderson brings it out quickly now for Alleman. I should say Isabella Anderson. Isabella gets it to Carly. Carly in the lane will put it up no good, and we'll get a whistle and a foul called here.
And I think it's going to go
Sabrina.
Yep, I think that's going to be her third.
Sabrina Clay's third, 15 foul on the streak. Going to put Alleman at the line. Boy, an old-fashioned Alleman-Galesburg game tonight as Carly Anderson is going to shoot two for the Pioneers. A minute five to go in the third, or second, 1.5 seconds to go in the third. 34-32 in favor of Alleman, and she missed it.
Well, that's the second free throw she's missed on the game. Troubling statistic right now, Jim. Shaylee Florine's missed her last four from the field.
Carly Anderson will get one more as Alleman puts some substitutions in. Free throw on the way, and she missed it. Rebound Shaylee Florine. Now Raina Gully did not shoot it at the buzzer. That's the end of the third quarter with the score. It's Alleman 34, Galesburg 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
The saying you get what you pay for is true in any industry, heating and cooling included. Some companies sell cheap equipment and then can't follow through with repairs and maintenance. So is cheaper really better? This is Julie from Lambesio Incorporated. Since my husband Ted started this business 19 years ago, we've seen a lot of companies come and go. At Lambesio Incorporated, you get experience and a company that's here to stay with quality products and trained employees.
Lambesio Incorporated is there.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
The tip-off to the new Silver Streaks boys basketball season comes up tomorrow night when Pekin comes to town in the Thanksgiving tournament. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me tomorrow night at 7:10 here on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson, WGIL Galesburg. As we start the fourth quarter, it'll be Alleman Catholic ball. They lead it 34-32. Triggered inbounds in the backcourt comes into Anna Weatherall. Alleman moving from right to left on your dial tonight. She gets it up top to Guzzo. Guzzo with the right side dribble. Now hands the ball off to Billy Franks, who drives inside. Florine drops it. Pulled off by Boydston. Boydston now brings it out herself on the dribble ahead to Sabrina Clay. Clay will put it up. Yes!
Oh, what a play.
And she's fouled.
What a play. And it was all started by the great block by Shaylee Florine.
Wow.
That'll tie the game up at 34. Opening seconds here of the fourth quarter. And Sabrina Clay continues her second half onslaught. Has a chance to give the Streaks the lead.
Sabrina misses the free throw. The rebound controlled underneath by Aaron Morrissey of Alleman. Tied at 34 as back on the attack now will come the Pioneers. On the right side now, this is Guzzo to Morrissey. Morrissey takes the jumper, no good. Rebound Clay, and we'll get a whistle.
And they're going to call Clay for over the back, which I think is a terrible call.
It is horrible.
That's a terrible call. They were both right back-to-back. Sabrina went straight up in the air. She got the rebound, and only because the ball passed over the top of Guzzo.
The ball came all the way to her.
Exactly. That's a terrible call.
So Alleman will trigger it in. It comes in now to Guzzo. Guzzo at the free throw line hands it off to Isabella Anderson. Anderson now spins on her pivot foot between the circles. Now to Aaron Morrissey. Morrissey gets it back to Guzzo high post. She'll turn around against Florine with 7 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the game. Into Morrissey. She's alone underneath. Puts it up no good. Rebound Shaylee Florine of Galesburg. Back come the Streaks now on the attack left to right. Over the timeline, Kaylin Boydston. Boydston now will back up at center court. Got it to Florine. Florine now looking, standing between the rings. Now gets it to Boydston. Boydston now on the dribble around the three-point line. Right side, Haley Kelso. Let's see if they try to go inside to Sabrina Clay or Florine. Left side now to Lexi Daniels. Back on the left side now to Boydston. Looking, and now it's going to be stolen away in a lazy pass. All the way down court, Weatherall. She'll put the layup up and through.
Streaks weren't moving on offense. You cannot just stand around and expect things to come to you, and that's exactly what the Streaks were doing.
36-34, Alleman. Galesburg looked weak on offense that last time down the court. Let's see if they try to go inside here. Florine outside the three-point line. Left side, Lexi Daniels. Daniels now spins, bounce pass to Kelso. Here's the alley-oop pass to Florine, intercepted by Morrissey. She tried to go all the way cross-court across the lane. Back on the attack comes Weatherall now. Comes all the way down. Bounce pass now. Here's a jumper by Billy Franks. Good from the left baseline.
If I'm Massey, I'm calling a timeout soon because your offense just looks disjointed. And now we're going to have another turnover on the streak. So three straight possessions with turnovers. And all of a sudden, the momentum's changing here. Casey Williams is going to come in the game for Lexi Daniels. Reyna Goley in for Kaylin Boydston. But the streaks keep trying to run some offense, which essentially is putting overloading one side of the floor. And Almonds has the advantage every time because the streaks aren't cutting and screening well enough.
Billy Franks to Isabella Anderson. Anderson at center court. Streaks need a stop here. They trail by four. Isabella Anderson goes right inside to Morrissey. Morrissey a bounce pass to Franks. She'll take that jumper again. Same spot on the baseline. And she's hit two in a row. She has 12. 40-34 Alleman as Alleman pulls away. Now to Florine. She gets it to Kelso. Kelso now will come over the timeline. Left side, Casey Williams. Williams will drive the paint back out top to Gully. Gully now gives it to Florine outside the three-point line, now to Williams. Williams drives the foul line, goes back on the left side to Kelso. She'll take the three-point shot, no good. Rebound Florine, right back up, no. Gets her own rebound again, right back up, yeah.
Good job by Florine, staying with it right there.
Florine has eight, 40-36, Alleman by four. 5:05 to go in the game. Isabella Anderson back on the attack for the Pioneers, stolen by Casey Williams. Galesburg brings it back into the front court. Casey now gets it on the right side underneath.
Oh,
Clay.
What a
She'll
pass.
Put it up through. Oh, Kelso to Clay. And Clay puts it up and through. She has 13 points. 40-38 Alleman. Back come the Pioneers now. Near side, Billy Franks. Franks guarded by Clay. Now she gets it back up top to Anna Weatherall. Right side down to Isabella Anderson. Anderson for Alleman. Now inside to Morrissey. Morrissey tried to get it underneath to Guzzo. It was tipped away out of bounds.
Wow. On that last possession, I had talked to Haley Kelso's dad the other day, and he was talking about how Haley loves to make that extra pass, and that was exemplified right there. The ball was reversed around. Sabrina was wide open under the rim, and the play was all made because of a great pass by Haley Kelso. She drew the defense with one dribble, dropped it underneath for Sabrina for the easy layup.
Anderson will throw it in for Alleman, Isabella Anderson. She'll have it on the right side, tried to go underneath, but threw the ball out of bounds. She was looking on the baseline for Molly Chambers, but Chambers had turned the other way, so the ball goes out of bounds. The Streaks now with a chance to tie or take the lead. They trail by two with 4:27 to go here in the third quarter.
Streaks have got to see where the double teams are coming on this press.
Now almost thrown away, but Kelso gets it in the front court. Now to Casey Williams, to Reyna Gully. Gully on the drive right side. She'll hold up her dribble out to Shaylee Florine. Florine top of the key. Now Kelso into Clay.
Oh.
Clay pops it to Williams. Williams now with a dribble. She'll drive all the way to the basket, puts it up off the side of the backboard. No good. The rebound, Isabella Anderson. She'll come back down for Alleman now on the attack right to left. Isabella Anderson, near side to Carly Anderson. Now on the baseline to Molly Chambers. Back up top now to Isabella Anderson. They'll try the right side, high post now to Morrissey. Morrissey gets it back, spins away from the foul line, and gets it back to Isabella Anderson with 3:40 to go in the ballgame. Left side now, Isabella Anderson. She'll go inside to Morrissey, but it's intercepted by Florine, and Shaley takes it away from Aaron Morrissey. Now to Reyna Gully. Back come the Streaks now, left to right. To Kelso. Back up top now to Gully. Gully has it between the circles. Streaks trail by two, and she'll get bumped up. Oh, no, what's the call?
They're going to call it on Shaylee.
Offense?
Yes.
Oh.
Wow. Luckily, only the first on Shaylee, but wow. That's all I can say is wow. I thought it was a good screen. We've seen Shaylee making them all through the early part of the season. She sneaks up on the person defending the ball, and she gets set, and then the person pounces off of her. That's not her fault.
Joe Lopez hasn't done any favors for Galesburg tonight. He called that foul on Shaylee Florine. 40-38 Alleman. Alleman comes back up court now. They get it out to Molly Chambers at center court. She'll go on that high post, just foul line right to Morrissey. Now back to Isabella Anderson. Isabella Anderson is going to take the three-point shot. Good,
two.
But it's only two. She had her foot on the line. Isabella Anderson has eight. 42-38 Alleman now. Back comes Galesburg. Ahead to Kelso. Kelso with a pull-up jumper in the lane was blocked inside by Aaron Morrissey. Now it's out to Isabella Anderson. Anderson into the front court with 2:40 to go in the game. Now back out center court to Molly Chambers. Chambers gets it to Erin Morrissey. Morrissey looking, holds the ball up over her head, hands it off to Isabella Anderson. Let's see if they'll run some clock here. Jay Hatch is holding one finger up for play one. Now to Isabella Anderson. Bounce pass to Morrissey with 2:25 to go in the ballgame. To Isabella Anderson. She'll dribble out. She'll take the 17-footer. Yes! Isabella Anderson with a key basket. She has 10. 44-38 Alleman. 2:12 to go in the ballgame, and Massey will take a timeout here.
He's going to call a 30-second timeout, and you know,
boy, oh boy, that turned quick.
Yeah, well, and Jim, part of the issue is I don't know what the Streaks are doing on the defensive end. That's the second time in a row that Isabella Anderson has been able to get open just by doing curl cuts. It almost seems like they're in some kind of matchup zone, and what's happening is she keeps coming off of Morrissey or one of the other big girls, and everybody's jumping at that person and not picking up Anderson. And on the other side of things, I thought that was a good decision to jump stop there by Haley, but what she's got to recognize is if Morrissey sticks with her, that's where you got to do that drop-off pass. Now, Sabrina didn't help her out because Sabrina bailed out of the lane, but regardless, if you see Morrissey stick with you and let Sabrina go, you're not going to get that shot over Morrissey, who's much taller than Haley.
Streaks must score here. Casey Williams will throw it into the front court after the timeout. 44-38 Silver Streaks. Sabrina Clay outside the three-point line. Right side to Boydson. Now they tried to get it inside to Florine. Now to Clay, to Williams. Casey Williams double-teamed out front. Got it to Boydston. Boydston gets a pick now from Florine. Drives the basket, puts it up, no good. The rebound controlled by Alleman's Weatherall. Off-balance shot by Boydston. Anna Weatherall will bring it back with a minute 45 to go in the ballgame. Weatherall standing at center court. On the right side now to Isabella Anderson. She's been a key with a couple of buckets. Now to Guzzo. Guzzo spins around. Ball's intercepted. Picked up by Clay. Sabrina Clay will bring it all the way down court herself. She'll put it up, and we get a bump on her. Ball goes out of bounds. They're going to give it to Galesburg, but could have been a foul, it looked like.
Well, and
Massey's
definitely
pleading his case.
Yeah, it looked like Weatherall handcuffed her.
Massey pleading his case to the official, Todd Gilmore. Now he's speaking to Joe Lopez. Galesburg ball underneath their own basket. They need to score. Comes right into Clay. Clay underneath will put it up, and it's going to Guzzo.
Okay,
it's going to hit her. What are we going to get?
We're going to get a foul on Guzzo. This is going to send Clay to the line. I didn't think they were going to blow the whistle.
No, it was late.
A very late call, but you know what? That play was made right there by Sabrina Clay. It was a terrible inbounds pass because Clay was covered, and Clay just outfought the defender for the basketball.
So Sabrina Clay at the free throw line. Here it is, and she hits it.
2 of 4 now from the stripe.
She has 14 points on the game, makes it 44-39. She can make it a four-point game here with a minute 27 to go. Here's Clay eyeing it, and she missed it. The rebound controlled by Alleman and pulled down by Erin Morrissey, their all-stater. Back on the attack now comes Alleman Catholic. Weatherall has it on the right side. Alleman leads it by 5, 44-39. Anna Weatherall are going to have to come out and put the pressure on. Now to Morrissey. Here's the alley-oop pass to Guzzo. She'll put it up underneath, partially blocked, and it was blocked by Boydston. Picked up by Clay on the rebound. Now to Casey Williams. Williams now on the dribble. She'll drive the basket. Rejected inside by Morrissey. Back on the attack, Isabella Anderson. She'll come all the way down, put it up off balance. No good. The rebound underneath, right back up and through by Billy Franks. And Jay Hatch is going to call a timeout. 46-39 with 50 seconds to go. Boy, ever since that Shaylee Florine foul, the momentum switched.
Oh, it for sure has.
Timeout on the floor. 50 seconds to go in the game. It's Alleman 46, Galesburg 39. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's time for your annual checkup, but you don't need a hospital gown for this one. Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, suggests you complete an insurance checkup once a year. Life changes quickly. A checkup will ensure that your policies still provide the right amount of coverage for you and your family. You might even be able to lower your premiums with an auto or home policy from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For an insurance checkup, contact me, Mark Craddy, or stop by our office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
Starting December 2nd. Listen for your chance to call in and play WGIL's Christmas Pick-A Present. Choose two numbers. And if the presents match, you win. Pick-A Present. Beginning December 2nd on WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson. It's going to be Galesburg's ball with 50.8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. The Streaks trail by 7, 46-39. Comes in the backcourt, Boydston now. Getting pressure from Anderson. Now comes over the timeline on the dribble. Kaylin Boydston will hold up now to Sabrina Clay. Looking inside, got to shoot, girls. Now they go cross court. Kelso will take the three left wing, no good. The rebound tipped up and pulled off by Isabel Anderson. And we're going to get a foul call.
No,
here.
They're calling us out of bounds on.
Isn't that Morrissey pushing Florine down?
Yeah, Morrissey threw Florine to the floor, and the ball got thrown off of Shaley and out of bounds.
That's just terrible. Morrissey just put Florine on the floor with a left arm. The official was standing right there. Comes into Weatherall. No, Alleman's going to have it. They'll call it a turnover against Galesburg, and now we'll get a whistle and a foul called here at center court.
Wow. And
they're going to call this on Sabrina Clay, her fifth.
So Sabrina fouls out, and she had a heck of a game.
I think it's on Sabrina. She hasn't left yet. They hit the buzzer. Oh, maybe I'm wrong.
No, they must have given it to somebody else.
Yeah, they did. So this is Guzzo at the line, and she hits it. Daria Guzzo has 5 points in the game. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line. Makes it 47-39, Alleman. Boy, this one just slipped away in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
man.
Reminds you a lot of that Illini West game.
Second one also good, 48-39 in favor of Alleman. Now the three-point shot comes into play. So we'll see if they get it right to Kelso.
Streaks are going to need to break the press first.
Comes into Boydston. Boydston down quickly. Now works the right side. She's going to go all the way to the basket. Puts the off-balance shot up, no good. The rebound's going to be pulled out by Billy Franks. Franks will bring it, or rather by Anna Westball, Weatherall. She'll bring it back up court. Now they get it up to Molly Chambers. Chambers now got a foul, girls. And now it's going to be stolen away by Kelso, but they're going to be picked back up by Isabella Anderson of Alleman, and that's it. This game's over. The final score will read the Alleman Pioneers 48, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 39. This one just kind of was like the sand running out of an hourglass at the end. You couldn't stop it after that foul that was called on Shaley Florine, the moving screen. And then when Morrissey fouled Florine and it wasn't called, it was all of a sudden, boom, this game was over. So the final score, Alleman defeats the Silver Streaks 48-39. Stick around for our post-game show. It should be interesting tonight. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
The continuity of care there really does help their progress because the therapist knows them, they know where they started and what their issues are so that they can continue to manage them in a consistent fashion.
Jan Glasnovich, physical therapist and director for OSF St. Mary Medical Center's Rehabilitation Department and her team of therapists, get you started while you're still in the hospital to decrease recovery time.
If we do see a patient here in the hospital, we can carry over their services in the same facility and oftentimes with the same therapist after they're discharged from the hospital and come in for outpatient therapy.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs. Proud to bring you GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy and colder with lows of 12 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 28. Tomorrow night, cloudy, lows of 16. Thanksgiving Day, sunny with a high of 36. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows dropping down around 19. And Friday through Saturday, partly cloudy throughout the day, highs around 42 and lows getting down around 26. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 18 at WGIL.
Stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Our postgame final stats brought to you tonight on WGIL by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. We'll also have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And our interview with Coach Evan Massey, which will be coming up momentarily, brought to you tonight by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Well, the Streaks lose tonight, 48-39, but this is a game, as Eric said, it slipped away, much like the Illini West game slipped away in the first game of the season, as the Streaks in that one led at the end of the third quarter, 34-31, and ended up... in the Illini West game, they led 44-39 at the end of the third quarter and saw it slip away. They didn't lead tonight, but Galesburg was in a situation tonight where the Silver Streaks only trailed by 34-32 at the end of the third quarter, and then it ended up losing the game 48-39 as Galesburg was outscored 14-7 in the fourth quarter of play. Boy, this is a game of woulda, shoulda, couldas, and you just feel bad about the Springfield game. You felt bad, but you felt bad for another reason. Tonight you feel bad because this is a game you could have won.
Well, I think it really exemplifies the difference between the experience between the two teams, just like we saw in that Illini West game. The composure between the two teams, a lot different coming down the stretch. You know, one of the things we talked about even in the first game of the season is the Streaks were going to have to find scoring from numerous people. And tonight, you know, you had 14 points from Sabrina Clay, 8 points from Shaylee Florine. You only get 3 from Haley Kelso. That's going to be tough to overcome any night, especially when she's only shooting. She shot 1 of 10 from the field. And you know, you have that many empty possessions. At least when you're running the system, you seem to get a lot more offensive rebounds. The volume of the shots was up. So you've got to make these count a little bit more. And, you know, we talked about during the game, when Sabrina Clay's in there, she gets a lot more offensive rebounds. She keeps balls alive. You don't have that when she's not in there.
And, you know, you talked about Lexi Daniels that time when she came down to the court and all of them just dropped back on Sabrina. They didn't want her to get the ball, and Lexi threw up this weak shot with nobody on her. And we see that. We've got to get better play out of people like Boydston and Lexi Daniels and Casey Williams, too. There's just got to, and Kelso, there's got to be better play from some of these other players.
Well, and the big thing is they have to be more basketball smart. We've seen a couple plays like that one that you just talked about that exemplifies it. You know, when you're coming down the floor, you've got to understand, if you've got a 2-on-1, which that was, it was a clear 2-on-1, your job is to either, as the ball handler, draw the defense and kick, or if the defense is going to lay off you, you've got to take it to the rim. And if you're going to miss, you've got to miss at the rim. You can't miss because you allow that player to come out and block your shot or to influence you and then go get the rebound. And that's going to be an issue all season long if we don't get better at that. And talk about the other side of things on the defensive end. The player who scored more often than not From the perimeter, from the longer shots, the 16 to 18 foot shots, were the players that were getting open because nobody was paying attention, or there was somebody didn't switch, or there was confusion as to what set they were in.
Isabella Anderson and Billy Franks just killed us with down those wide open shots in the fourth quarter.
Down the stretch, that was just absolutely huge. And you know, if you're going to allow that to happen, you're going to put yourself in a poor situation time in, time out, and that's exactly what we kind of saw here.
Let's run down the scoring, and again, our scoring brought to you tonight by Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. For Alleman, they upped their season records to 2-0, more importantly, 1-0 in the Western Big Six. They were led in scoring tonight by Billy Franks, who had 12 points in the ballgame for the Pioneers, 11 points for their special mention All-Stater, Aaron Morrissey, 10 points for Isabella Anderson, and as we said, Isabella Anderson and Billy Franks' baskets were just heartbreakers down the stretch in this one tonight. 6 points in the game for Daria Guzzo, 5 points for Anna Weatherall, 4 points in the game for Carly Anderson. So Alleman scoring in 14 points in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Streaks, doubling them up 14-7. For the Streaks, they were led in scoring by Sabrina Clay, who had 14 points in the ballgame. 8 points for Shaylee Florine. She had 6 in the half, only scored one basket in the second half. That was a basket in the fourth quarter. 6 points in the game for Casey Williams. Raina Gully had 6. Gully made 6 in a row from the free throw line, but they all came in the second quarter. 2 points in the game for Kaylin Boydston, and Haley Kelso, as Eric mentioned, only had the 3-point basket in the first quarter. That was the extent of her scoring. It was 17-14 Alleman at the end of the first quarter. The Pioneers outscoring the Streaks outscoring the Pioneers 11-9 in the second quarter to trail by only 1 at the half. Alleman 26, Galesburg 25 at the half. Alleman outscored Galesburg in the third quarter 8-7 to lead at 34-32 by 2 points at the end of three, and then the Pioneers put it away. They outscored the Streaks 14-7 in the fourth quarter to win it 48-39. We'll take a break and come back and have our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. We'll also interview head coach Evan Massey, the head coach of the Streaks, in just a moment. Again, Galesburg loses tonight 48-39. You're listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL and on WGIL.com.
Spring training will be here before you know it, and it's time to make your plans to be a part of the action. Join the Cardinals in sunny Jupiter, Florida on your next Cardinals vacation. Each package includes hotel accommodations, rental car, great seats to the games, and an exclusive post-game dinner with select Cardinals players and broadcasters. Join us for the most unique behind-the-scenes spring training fan experience. Go to cardinals.com/springtravel or call 1-800-892-7687.
What is that noise? It's driving me crazy.
Honey, it's our power meter.
Please make it stop.
Put a stop to the clicking by calling Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating today. With the installation of higher efficiency central air conditioners, hot water heaters, and furnaces, you can reduce your energy use and your power bill. And that sounds a lot better than... Find out more with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Jim Wyman, Eric Gibson back with you. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, 5'9 junior Sabrina Clay. What a game she had tonight. 14 points for the Silver Streaks in a losing effort, but I'm sure the rebounding statistics are going to be even better for her. She had a nice game tonight for the Streaks.
I'm going to amend what you just said, Jim. A nice half for her. She really didn't play a lot in that first half,
right,
because she was in foul trouble the whole time.
Yeah.
And so what happens is she finally is able to get herself to stay on the floor in the second half, and she ends up putting up, she had, 12 points in the second half? 12 points in the second half, or 11 points?
11 points.
Yeah, so 11 points in the second half. She ends up with 10 rebounds, 7 of them coming in the second half. So a nice game for her, 14-10. She also had a steal. So a real good game for Sabrina Clay. Unfortunately, like you said, it wasn't enough.
Okay, you want to do your stats?
Yeah, the Streaks, too many turnovers. Yeah, they turned the ball over 20 times in this one. They were able to keep it to only 8 there in the second half, but that's too many when you only force 14 turnovers. One of the keys to the system was that you were able to constantly be able to kind of put yourself in a situation where generally if the Streaks won, it was because they did not turn the ball over very much. And this one, that's not the case. Same thing with rebounds. The Streaks were out-rebounded 38-34 in this one, including 16 offensive rebounds for Allman, only 13 offensive rebounds for the Silver Streaks. Allman, 14 of 45 from inside the arc, 1 of 4 from distance, so they were good for 15 of 49 in the game from the field. They were 17 of 26 from the free throw line. Streaks, on the other hand, 12 of 32, 2 of 17, so they were 14 of 49. Now, they were able to get some more shots there in the second half to bring that gap back, but unfortunately only 9 of 14 from the free throw line. 9 of 14 is not a bad number, but you don't want to be shooting less than half of what the other team shoots, Jim.
Yeah. So the Silver Streaks lose it by the score of 48-39. Galesburg's next game will be against Freeport on Hall of Fame night, the Hall of Fame ceremony at 5:30. Coming up on Saturday night, and then the Streaks will meet the Freeport Pretzels at 6:30 on Saturday night. And you can hear all the action, both the Hall of Fame ceremony and the Silver Streaks here on WGIL. So we hope you'll join us for that game. Head coach Evan Massey is coming to our press box now, the head coach of the Galesburg Silver Streaks, and our interview with Coach Massey brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it at McDonald's. Coach, this was a game that just kind of seemed to slip away tonight.
Yeah, I mean, tonight was, I don't know where they rate in terms of disappointment, but tonight was certainly a disappointing night that I thought, some things that I thought had a sense that we were moving forward on that we certainly didn't show that we were tonight.
Sabrina Clay had a nice game inside, though. You were able to get the ball to her in the second half, and she scored 11 points in the second half.
Right, but the problem with Sabrina is there that she ends up picks up two fouls. One of them is 45 feet from the basket in the first minute and a half. And so what, in effect, we play the entire first quarter without our leading rebounder. And as a result, that kind of, you've got a team that's coming in on the road, coming in to our place that struggled. And, that's one of the things that you give them a chance. And what we did, we put on the board, key to the game was winning the fouls. And what happens in the first quarter, we come out and we get ourselves to where they've got 8 fouls in the first quarter, 7 points, I believe, from the foul line in the first quarter, that all of a sudden they get a little bit more comfortable. Then in the second quarter, it continues on, and we've got kids with 3 fouls, and we're trying to get ourselves through there. And it's what I said to them after the game, is at some point they got to figure out that you can't keep making the same mistakes over and over.
Coach, one of the things that you were lauding Shaylee on a couple games ago was her ability to get to the free throw line. We've seen her have a really good game, and we've seen her have kind of an off night from the free throw line. Tonight she didn't even make it there. Do you attribute that just to the lack of opportunities inside, or just the great post play post defense from Allman? Aaron Morrissey's a pretty nice defender.
I think I think that was a senior guarding a sophomore, and the senior won that battle with it. And I think the other is, it's like we go in at halftime, and I think we were something like 2 for 15 or 2 for 16 from the arc, and we were then at the same time something like 6 of 8 from the post. And the deal is that she's not going to the foul line because we're not getting enough touches in there. And we're not getting enough touches in there, not because we don't want to, but what happens is right now we're not good enough with the basketball to end up get the ball where we want to get it. We're not good enough as far as executing offensively to get ourselves that. What their pressure did to us is their pressure ended up disrupt us in our half-court offense. That what happened is it forced us that we were making choices kind of in the open court, and we were having situations where wrong people shooting, and that became a problem.
It's been a while since you guys have had a consistent interior threat. And obviously coming out of the system where you didn't really focus on passing into the post, do you think that's something that the girls just have to keep working on, or you know, is it because you switched back into a more traditional set?
What happens is that we have trouble getting the ball to where we want, whether it's in the post or whether, you know, an example is late. What we did is we did isolation with her inside, and we said in it, what's going to happen is the help is going to come from Haley Kelso. So if you see there's help and you can't pass in, skip it to her. She'll be wide open in the corner. Well, we can't execute that. And so the reason we end up struggle against a token pressure, the reason we can't get the ball where we want, is that we're just not very good handling the ball right now. And what we've got to do is, you know, those are things that we've got to get better at. But what I said to the kids after the game is there's just some things where I don't care if they're freshmen or sophomores, juniors or seniors. There's some things that you've got to end up be able to handle, and they can't right now. That, you know, situations at the end of the half of two kids not knowing what defense we're in. We cut the lead, same thing. One kid doesn't know what defense they're in. That until we clean those kind of things up, we got problems. And so we've just got to keep working and working to get better. But the frustration, I realize we're only five games into the season, but when you see some of the same errors not that are, you know, are ones that are simple things to fix, and you see them not going away, that then as a coach you begin to think, you know, is there another way of getting their attention to understand that this is important to their coach?
Coach, thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you Saturday.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks,
That's
Coach.
Evan Mancy, the head coach of the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break, come back with a final word. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Men's, women's, and children's winter apparel, 50% off. If you love to save money, then you have to shop at Community Treasures during the Black Friday and Saturday sale this Friday and Saturday only. Take their already reduced prices on gently used winter apparel and slash them in half. The result? Insane savings you won't find anywhere else. Shirts, sweaters, coats, pants, all 50% off. And feel good because your purchase supports local nonprofits in the area. Community Treasures Thrift Store on East Main in Galesburg.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
So the Streaks will play Freeport on Saturday night, a team that has yet to win in the tournament.
Well, the good thing is that they have yet to win. The bad thing is the Streaks have not shown the ability to kind of smell blood in the water yet. You know, like we talked about, I would say realistically, there's been, what, three winnable games that the Streaks have not been able to come out of with wins yet so far this season. Really, the only one that I thought was a legitimate loss was the Springfield game. I mean, you were leading going into the fourth quarter against Illini West. You were up, or you were essentially tied right away here in the fourth quarter against Allman on your home floor where you should get that energy, and you weren't able to come away with it. If you continue to have these kind of games, like Coach said, it just becomes one of those really frustrating situations. And so, you know, when you're going into the Freeport game now, granted the Streaks have quite a few days here to get ready for it, but you know the holidays coming and they're not going to be in the gym probably at least one and a half or two of the days.
And they have school tomorrow, but a shortened day, and then, of course, Thanksgiving is Thursday, and I would guess they would come back on Friday and work.
Yeah, and you would hope, but, you know, the other side of that is the boys' tournament's going to be here on Friday,
right?
So they won't have access to this gym, and that's always, you know, usually your benefit of playing this first tournament at home is you get that home cooking. Well, if you're shooting on the White Call rims or
right.
Lombard or wherever they go to practice, it's not going to be the same as practicing here. But, you know, you've got to start cleaning up some of these sloppy errors that you see manifest themselves in every game. And, you know, if it was a situation where it was just a talent thing, these were more talented teams, I think you'd be more accepting of some of the errors that are being made. But I don't think the talent disparity is that big. I think the thing that's been big is that the Streaks just don't know how to win games yet. I mean, essentially, they don't know how to win games. They lost the Illini West game because they didn't know how to win it. That East Peoria game, they should have won it. They had Gablehausen in foul trouble, and they weren't able to take advantage. This game, Morrissey was out for essentially the second and third quarters, and they didn't take advantage. You know, Guzzo's a nice player. Chambers is a nice player. Ethington's a nice player. But they're not near as good as Morrissey is, and the Streaks just weren't able to take advantage. Now, the other thing that I would say that I kind of saw tonight, and I tried to see if Coach Massey would go there, is I don't think that, at least at this point, there's a lot of respect going on from the officials for all the bumping that Shaley's having to deal with underneath. And to me, like we talked in one of the games earlier this season, if you're going to call that pushing or the slight bumping up top, I don't know how you don't call the same thing underneath when, you know, we saw at one point Shaley got thrown to the floor and there was
Morrissey.
No call.
Yeah, by Morrissey. Our thanks to Nick Simpson back running the dials at the Galesburg Radio Center on Simmons Street, and we appreciate it, Nick. The final score again tonight, the sophomores also lost. It was Alleman 57 and Galesburg 33 in the varsity final, Alleman 48 and Galesburg 39. For Eric Gibson, I'm Jim Wyman. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation. Celebrating 75.